Hi, everyone. Dan Cassidy here. Welcome back to Top of the Morning on the UBS Market Moves podcast channel. For today, we will revisit our conversation on the emerging markets as we will discuss the impact the U.S. election is likely to have on the emerging markets, which ties right into the recent flagship publication from the UBS Chief Investment Office. So with that, glad to welcome back to Top of the Morning, Alejo Zarwanko, the Chief Investment Officer for Emerging Markets Americas. Alejo, thank you for dropping by. It's great to be with you as always and looking forward to our conversation.
Dan, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So as I alluded to, the focus of our conversation today will be on the U.S. election and the implications of it to the emerging markets. So I'll start off by asking simply, Alejo, why does the U.S. election matter for emerging markets?
Absolutely. I think, Dan, we need to remember that the U.S. remains the largest economy in the world with the deepest capital markets, no matter whether you're talking about equities or fixed income markets, you'll find the deepest capital markets anywhere in the world in the U.S. The U.S. dollar is the global reserve currency. There's been much debate about the future of the dollar as global reserve currency. We are of the view that this status is here to stay simply because there's no credible alternative. And finally, Dan, the U.S. spends the most than any other country on military, right? And so when you put it all together, it's no surprise that countries everywhere globally are looking at the U.S. election with so much interest.
So, Alejo, with that backdrop in mind, what can we learn from history in terms of the impact U.S. elections can have on emerging market assets?
I think one clear takeaway is that election season in the U.S. brings about a fair amount of volatility in emerging market assets. Historically, emerging market stock prices, emerging market bond prices, they've moved quite a bit in the 30 days before to the 30 days after U.S. Election Day. The other pattern that we can recognize from history is that emerging market assets tend to do a bit better when the outcome of the election is one of a unified government, that is a blue sweep or a red sweep. And also historically, emerging market assets have done a little better under a Democratic administration than under a Republican administration. That said, Dan, I think the lessons of history in this case are a little limited because we can only rely on something close to 8 historical observations of U.S. elections, and this is not really enough to be confident about the conclusions, right? We've got to remember that emerging market assets have, you know, maybe 30 years of history, depending on the asset class in terms of performance. And therefore, once again, there are some trends, there are some patterns. They might be somewhat helpful, but they've got to be taken with a grain of salt.
So with that, Alejo, I'm curious, how do you envision this particular election impacting emerging market economies as well as markets?
That's right. I think we need to complement the historical analysis with some forward-looking observations. And when we try to analyze how can the U.S. election impact emerging markets, we identify 3 channels of impact. Number one, how the election might affect U.S. macroeconomic variables. Think about growth, inflation, the interest rate backdrop, and how this can in turn have an influence on the performance of emerging market assets. Number two, trade policy. As you know, Dan, U.S. presidents have quite a bit of influence when it comes to choosing the direction of the country vis-a-vis trade with other countries. The use of tariffs as a policy tool has come back to life in recent years vis-a-vis modern history. And third and final, then, I'd say geopolitics, right? In this election, there's a lot at stake in terms of geopolitics, whether the U.S. will take a more unilateral approach to global affairs or a multilateral approach to global affairs will depend on whether Trump or Biden wins the election. And in this context, the bilateral relations between the U.S. and China, the U.S. and Mexico, Argentina, Venezuela, and the Middle East at large are some of the areas that we are watching most closely. Putting it all together, Dan, I think in our analysis and based on so far stated policy preferences by Biden and by Trump, a lot can change from now to the election. But with the information we have today, it looks as if the Trump presidency might have a higher probability of higher growth in the U.S., higher inflation in the U.S., which all else equal should be supportive of emerging market assets, even if it comes at the cost of a higher interest rate environment. At the same time, we need to recognize that a Trump presidency would bring about a lot more uncertainty for emerging markets, in particular when it comes to trade and geopolitics, a lot less visibility. So, you know, the net impact is not clear. And I think the net impact depends a lot on which country you're trying to analyze within the emerging world.
In this context, Alejo, how should investors think about positioning?
Yeah, I'd start by saying that long-term portfolio construction should always be treated as an apolitical exercise. We all have biases when it comes to politics, and this biases, it's demonstrated in a whole range of academic research that has a negative impact in our decision-making when it comes to asset allocation. In this context, I think emerging market assets need to be part of a portfolio construction. They help you diversify geographically in a very geopolitically tense world and uncertain world. In our analysis, they help boost returns of portfolios and moderate volatility. Now, as I said earlier, Dan, not all emerging markets are created equal. The election will impact different countries differently. And so I want to bring to your attention maybe a number of the more high-profile cases, starting with China, of course. In our view, U.S.-China relations are likely to remain challenged no matter who wins the White House in a few months' time. Export controls, U.S. export controls of technology, is likely to become even more pronounced in coming quarters. And maybe if you think about our messaging focus from an investment perspective, Dan, of diversifying your global tech exposure, a tense U.S. mainland China relation might boost the outlook for Korea and Taiwan as technological powerhouses. After all, we need to remember that there are leaders, world-class companies in the tech space in both Korea and Taiwan, and these companies have not benefited as much as other global tech companies in recent months. There is room for a catch-up in our view. Moving on to Mexico, a very tight relationship between Mexico and the U.S. There might be some volatility in Mexican assets in coming months because it is likely that Mexico will become one of the topics of the campaign, particularly when it comes to migration, maybe when it comes to trade. All that said, in our analysis, the Mexican economy has a whole range of mitigating factors, and we would take any weakness in Mexican assets as an opportunity to add, given the very strong fundamentals. I would also bring to your attention, Dan, countries such as India and Brazil. These are good examples of what have become what people are calling middle powers or geopolitical swing states, countries that are big enough and influential enough that they can craft their own path and are not forced to pick a side, a clear side. Am I with the U.S.? Am I with China? Am I with Europe, right? And this has benefits for countries like India and Brazil, and of course, investment implications. You've got to have exposure to these markets in a geopolitically changing world. So I want to leave you with those examples of how, you know, when you think about emerging markets, it's far from a uniform group of countries. The way the U.S. election will impact China, Mexico, India, or Brazil can be quite different.
Well, Alejo, very helpful insights, understanding the positioning considerations and having an overall better understanding of the potential implications of the U.S. election outcome to the emerging markets as well as emerging market economies. So this is certainly a topic we will talk about more in the coming months, though I again want to thank you for dropping by Top of the Morning today and for keeping our listeners and our clients informed.
Thank you for having me, Dan. And there's a lot more detail on these topics and more in our monthly Investing in Emerging Markets focused on the impact the U.S. election will have on these countries.
And with that, I will point our listeners and our clients to ubs.com/CIO, where you can locate a copy of the publication. Though for clients of UBS, please be sure to reach out to your UBS financial advisor if you would like to receive a copy of the latest Investing in Emerging Markets monthly flagship directly. Today, we have been speaking with Alejo Zarwanko, the Chief Investment Officer for Emerging Markets Americas with the UBS Chief Investment Office from UBS Studios. I'm Dan Cassidy. Thank you for joining us.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.